Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, Lord.
I want you to know tonight that your reason has a sound.
Desperation has a sound. It's not just a song, but it's a sound. Let me prove it to you. There was a man named Bartimaeus, and he was blind. When he heard that Jesus was passing by, so he lifted up his voice, and he said, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me.
Desperation has a sound. Amen. Desperation has a sound. Amen, amen. I'm asking everyone to come on in to do noonday prayer. God is truly good and worthy to be praised. I know we started a little late, but we still have 15 more minutes to come on in, to come on in to noonday prayer. Today we're going to pray and just give our heart over to the Lord and let him know that he's the author and the finisher of all of our designs. He's the author and the finisher of all of our makings. He's the author and the finisher of our beginnings to our ends. He's the author and the finisher. The Bible even declared that he's the Omega and the Alpha. He's the beginning and the end. He's the first and the last. Today we're going to go into noonday prayer, and we're going to ask that the Father of God that sits up high comes and hears our noonday prayer. He comes in to hear our petition. He comes in to hear our hearts. He comes in to hear our praise. He comes last one of our hearts that's online today, Father God. We ask that you touch each and every last one of our situations right now. Whether it be good or bad, Father God, we ask you for the increase. We ask you for the comforter to guide us and lead us, Father God. We ask for you to come not only by the comforter, but come into our spirit right now, Father God. Make us do the right things that we should be. The 43 people that was killed during the Palestine explosion. Father God, we come in with the COVID, asking you to continue on giving the sciences information and knowledge to heal this ugly thing that's not of you called COVID right now. Father God, I ask that you look down on each one of the members on the line today, Father God. Father God, I ask that you heal each and every last one of them, Father God. Right now, Father God, I hear that someone is sitting out there that has a problem with their left leg right now, Father God. Father God, I ask that you touch that person's left leg right now, Father God. Make them know, let them know that do not believe the doctor's report right now, Father God, but believe your report. Whose report will they believe? Right now, Father God, I ask that someone is crying out to you right now, trying to find out what decision to make about their home right now, Father God. I hear distressed distress home right now. I hear distress property right now, Father God. Father God, send someone by their side right now, Father God, to let them know that their property is not in distress. They just have to make better decisions, and you're going to give them the answer. You're going to give them the solution that they need right now, Father God. Father God, I also hear that someone is crying for they're in a situation right now, Father God, where they're crying out for you, and they feel that you're not hearing their prayer. Father God, let them know that you have heard their prayer. Let them know that you have seen their sorrows. Let them know that you have heard their petition, Father God. Father God, I ask that you go by the hospital beds right now, Father God. Each and every last one of the people in the hospital beds that don't know you right now, Father God, let a chaplain come into their room. Let a bishop come into their room. Let a minister come into their room and give them the word of God that would edify the body and give strength to the soul. Father God, I hear right now that there's a child in need right now of guidance of a parent, and the parent is not hearing them. Father God, come into the midst of that situation between the child and the parent right now. Begin to go into that situation between the two and bring them together in love and unity, Father God. Father God, I want you to go into the school systems right now, Father God, and give not fear, but take the fear, because the Bible said that you did not give us the spirit of fear, but you gave us power, love, and a sound mind. So, Father God, go into school systems right now. Take the fear out of school systems of the kids going back. Take the fear out of the system of the teachers going into the classroom. Father God, let us come together all as one, because you know it's truly said that a kingdom divided cannot stand. So let us come together as one group of people right now, Father God. Father God, I also see that there's someone who's looking at their light bill being cut off right now, Father God. Father God, put your hand on that situation right now, Father God. Do not let those lights be cut off, Father God. Give them a blessing right now where the power company will give them another month of free lights right now, Father God, so that they can be able to get the funding together to pay their light bill right now, Father God. Father God, I also hear in the prayer that there's someone who's dealing with cancer right now, Father God. Father God, heal that individual with the cancer that's going on in their system. And Father God, as the prayer begin to wind down and as the prayer begin to close, Father God, we just want to thank you for all that you have done. We want to give you the honor for all that you are doing. We want to give you the thanks and praise for all the things that you are going to be doing. And Father God, we just give you all of the glory, we give you all of the praise, and we give you all of our worship right now, Father God. And Father God, as we close the prayer, we're going on to the prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I pray that each and every last one of you have a blessed day. Every Wednesday at 12 noon, I know we started late, but every Wednesday at 12 o'clock, we will have noonday prayer. We will have noonday prayer. And I am Pastor Sandra. The services will be offered by New Harvest Changers. And on Wednesday, please set your clock. Be mindful that noonday will be for an hour, and we will have noonday prayer. Amen. God bless each and every last one of you. Have a God-blessed day.